the Sanhedrin Daf Pei Aleph. We begin Bezus Hashem from the Mishnah. The Mishnah here will begin to discuss how to deal with a person who has incurred two different death penalties. And the Mishnah begins, Mi shenischai b'shtei mitzvos bezin. A person who committed two averis, thereby being liable to two forms of death penalties, one a lighter one, and one a more severe one, so the halacha is nidoin b'chamura. We give him the harsher penalty of the two. Continues the Mishnah further. Avar avera shenischai b'shtei mitzvos. If a man committed an avera, a single avera, which was punishable by two forms of execution, as Rashi explains, let us say a person had relations with his mother-in-law, who was also an Eishes Ish. So therefore he actually did one mitzvah avera that carries with it two separate penalties. So the din is nidoin b'chamura. We give him the more severe penalty. We know, as we have already learned in the beginning of the perek, that the misa for being boil chamoisoi is sreifa. However, the misa for being boil anesis ish is more light, which is only chenek. And therefore, in this case, where a person was boil chamoisoi, who is also anesis ish, he is subjected to the more severe misa, which is the misa of sreifa. Rabbi Yossi says, nidoin bazika horishoina shebo olav. The man is subjected to the first avera that came upon him first. And as we will see in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that ein iser chal al iser, that a second iser cannot be chal on a chayfetz to which there already is a previous iser. And therefore, it all depends whether this woman was his mother-in-law first or whether she was an eishes ish first. If she was his mother-in-law first, meaning that he married her daughter while she was an almona, while the mother-in-law was an almona, so she was not an eishes ish. After he married the daughter and she became chamoisoi, she, the chamoisa, remarried, and now she also became an eishes ish. Since the iser chamoisa was first, and the eishes ish became second, so Amela would say, ein iser chal al iser, that the second iser of eishes ish cannot be chal on the first iser of chamoisa, and therefore if he was boil his chamoisa, he would be subjected to sreifa on account of chamoisa, which was the first iser to come upon him, even before she became an eishes ish. However, if she was an eishes ish first, and afterwards she became his mother-in-law, so Mamela, it means that at the time when this man married her daughter, she, the mother-in-law, was already an Eishes Ish. So Mamela, so now when he is boiled the mother-in-law, it means that the Iser Eishes Ish was before him first. The Iser Chamoisoi came second. So we say, Ein Iser Chalal Iser, that the Iser Chamoisoi cannot be Chal on the first Iser of Eishes Ish, and therefore his Einish would be Chenek on account of Eishes Ish, which was the first Iser that came before him, even before he married this woman's daughter. Akoponim, we have learned the rest of the Mishnah. Mishnah is chai b'shtei mitzvos bezin, nidoin b'chamura. That if a person was over two separate averis, becoming chai for two mitzvos, one a more severe penalty and one a lighter one, so the din is nidoin b'chamura, he is subjected to the more severe one. Then we ask pshita, isn't it obvious that if he has two separate chiyuv and mitzvos that we give him the chamura, ela izgura izgur? You expect him to profit from the additional crime. If he would have only committed the chamura, certainly would have given him the mitzvah chamura. So just because he was moisif and added to be over a second avera with it, would the havimin be that we should switch from the chiv of the chamura and give him the mitzvah kala? What kind of a havimin is this? Omar Rava, therefore, says Rava Chamai Skinin. The pshat in the Mishnah is as follows. We are talking about a case, kegoin she'ovar avera kala. That bemes, first he was over the avera kala. First, he committed the lighter offense, the nigmar dinoi al avera kala. And there was gemar din already for the avera kala. So now this person was already condemned to die with the misa kala. V'chozar v'yovar avera chamura. And after the first gemar din for the avera kala, he committed the second crime to which there is a more chomer de gemisa. So salkedat chamina, I would have thought that in this case, kim the nigmar din al avera kala, since he was already condemned to die for the lesser offense, I would have thought, hi garbi ketilahu, that this person should already be considered to be legally dead. And therefore, no second death penalty could be imposed upon him. Because since he already had gemar din for the avera kala, he should already be considered like a garbi ketilah, as if he's legally dead. So kamashimlam, so the Mishnah teaches us, even though there already was gemar din for the avera kala, nevertheless, kol zman that he is still alive, since he was now over a second Avera, thereby incurring a penalty of a Misa Chamura, Nidoin Bachamura, we give him the harsher penalty. Now, Tosis over here in the Ramach of the Nigmar Dinoi asks a strong kasha against the Salocha, and we will get back to the Tosis Blineder after we finish the piece of Gemara. Gemara continues. Boy Menei Avuad Rabbi Yosef Bar Chomem Rabbi Banosen. The father of Rabbi Yosef Bar Chomem as the Shaila from Rabbi Banosen. Menohom Milse Dom Rabbonim. From where Taket we know the Salocha that the Rabbonim have said. That Mishin is Chayv Shtei Miso is Bez Nidin Bachamurom. That one who incurs two separate death penalties is subjected to the more severe one. How do we know this? And as Rashi points out, that the Iker Shaila is, in a case where first he committed an Avera Kala and there was Gemar Din, and after Gemar Din of the Avera Kala, he was over the second Avera Chamura, so now that he was already over the Avera Kala and there was Gemar Din for the Avera Kala, so there's a possibility to tie him like before that he's already a Gavra Ketila. And yet we say, nevertheless, Nidin Bachamura. How do we know in such a case where there already was Gemar Din for the Avera Kala, still nevertheless, Nidoin Bachamura? Because there's a posik in Yecheskel, Kapitel Yudches. The Hoylid Bein Poritz Shoifech Dam V'Goymer. The posik talks about a person who gave birth to a violent son who shed blood. And the posik says further, El Hehorim Ochal, that he ate from the mountains, meaning that the person basically was involved in Avodah Zorah. He ate from Zivchei Mesim of Karbonis, quote, that was sacrificed on the mountains L'Shem Avodah Zorah. That's Eches Reyeu Timei. And this son also was Boil Eches Reyeu. He was over Eches Ish. He defiled his neighbor's wife. V'Hagilulim Nosa Enos. And he lifted his eyes to the idol. So the Gemara now explains all of these various Averas. V'Hoylid Bein Poritz Shoifech Dam B'Sayev. For the Avera of Shvich HaDomim, the Oynish, as we know, is Sayev, the sword. The Oynish for Ritzicha is Sayev. Now the Pasuk also mentioned as Eches Reyeu Timei. Not only was this son a Shoifech Dam, but also as Eches Reyeu Timei, which means the Eches Ish, that he was over the Avera of Eches Ish Bechenik. So concerning this Avera now, he is Chayv the Mitzav Chenik. The Pasuk further said before, V'Hagilulim Nota Enop, Zu Avodah Zorah B'Skila. This is referring to the Avera of Avodah Zorah, who is Oynish Skila. So now we have here a person who has over various different kinds of Averas. For one Avera, his Oynish would be Saif. For the other Avera, it would be Chenik. And for Avodah Zorah, it would be Skila. Now, which Oynish of the three do we give him? Uksiv, the Novi says, Mois Yumas Domov Boyiyeh. He will die Domov Boyiyeh. The Novi uses the Lashon, his blood shall be upon him. This Lashon, Domov Boyiyeh, is Biskila. As Rashi says, because wherever we find the Torah, the Lashon Demeyem Bon, this refers to Skila. And we know that this is a phrase which is always used to indicate stoning. It now from here becomes very apparent that although he committed previous crimes which call for execution of a lesser severity, he is nevertheless liable for his later ones, which was, in this case, Skila. Says the Gemara, Matzkev Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak has a kasha, Eimukulhu B'Skila. How do you know to interpret the various Averis in the Psukim, that they are referring to various different kinds of Misas? Maybe the Averis enumerated here are all of the nature of Skila. How so? For example, the first Averis, V'hoylid Bein Poritz Shoifech Dam. The posik that says that he gave birth to a violent son who is a Shoifech Dam, maybe Zeb Bein Sayre Moire. It's referring to having a son who is a Sayre Moire, the Biskila. And we know that the Oynish for a Ben Sayre Moire is the Oynish of Skila. Why? Why would a Sayre Moire be referred to as a Shoifech Dam? Says Raji, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, the fine base, that we find that he is called a Shoifech Dam al Shem Soifoi. Because the fact is that although the Sayre Moire basically, at this point, is sort of innocent, but nevertheless, from his behavior, from his present behavior, we are able to project that if we allow him to continue, the soif will be that Oymid B'Parosh Zerochem, he will stand on the fork of the road, and finally, he will be capable of actually being Shoifech Dam. So therefore, the Sayre Moire, who is Nidoin Al Shem Soifoi, is referred to even now as a Shoifech Dam. And as we know that a Sayre Moire, his Oynish is Kila. The Rosh Hashanah, on the other hand, points out that possibly the reason that a Ben Sayre Moire is called a Shoifech Dam, even though he did not commit any murder to others, but he is considered to be a Shoifech Dam Shel Atzmoi. He is a person who is actually causing the spilling of his own blood through his Maisim Roim, through his bad Maisim. Therefore, he is causing Bezim to actually kill him. So therefore, a person who through his Maisim Toivim is goyim to the spilling of his own blood is also referred to as a Shefech Dam. As far as the Pasuk that says, Eches Reyeyu Timei, maybe Zu Nara Amerose. Maybe this is referring to having Zeus with a Nara Amerose. A girl who was betrothed to a man, she is in the state of Erison, the din is that a Nara Amerose, who is Mazana, the Oynish is the Biskila, the Oynish is Skila. So here again we have an Avera that is liable for Skila. And finally, Velahagil and Nosa Einov, the Avoid is the Biskila. So therefore it is possible to interpret all the Averas here mentioned in the Pasuk are referring to Skila. So how do we know from here that if we have various different kinds of mises that nidin b'chamura, maybe we could say nidin b'kala? The Gemara answers him, came, if that is the point, that the Navi enumerates all the various averis, which all are of the nature of skila. So my kamashmon Yecheskel, so what is then the chiddush of Yecheskel here, that he would be chayv skila? After all the averis are subject to him to skila. So it must be that Yecheskel, who mentions all the different kinds of averis, because they are different kinds of mises, and yet even though he committed different kinds of mises, nevertheless, he is liable for the later one, the Misa Chamura, which is Skila. And the Gemara asks, who says that Cheskel is here to teach Chedushim? The Ilma Torah Komahadir. Maybe Cheskel basically is reviewing the basic halachas, the basic dinin. He's basically chazering over and warning Eden for Kiyum of Divrei Torah. And maybe therefore all the Averas that he was talking about are all referring to various Averas concerning Davke Skila. If so, what is the chiddush that one is chayv skila? Who says Cheskel is here to teach Chedushim? Cheskel merely is maybe reviewing Divrei Torah. The Gemara answers him, Cain, if that was the purpose of Yecheskel, to review and to chazer over Divrei Torah, so Iboyalela Ahadura Kehechid Adra Moshe Rabbeinu, then he should have picked and conformed to the style as to which Moshe Rabbeinu conformed with. What does this mean? Explains the Yad Ramah to Perushim. First of all, if Yecheskel Anovi, if his kavana was merely to review and to chazer over Divrei Torah, then he should have used the same terminology and the same phrasing that Moshe Rabbeinu used. Lamochel, when he was referring to Ben Sere Moire, he should have said Ben Sere Moire. Why would he use a lashon V'hoilid Ben Parit Shefer Dam, to which we have to interpret that he means Sere Moire? Why doesn't he use the lashon Sere Moire as Moshe uses? Similarly, when he's referring to Nara Hamayrosa, when he says Eches Reyeyu Timei, and we say he means Nara Hamayrosa, if his kavana was to review like Moshe reviewed, then why didn't he use the lashonis of Moshe? Elamai, we see that Yechazel's Kavana was not merely to review Divrei Torah for the sake of Chazorah, but rather he was interested in pointing out some Chidush Halacha. That is one pshat. The second pshat says the Yad Ramah, that if Yechazel's Kavana was merely to review Divrei Torah, then he should have reviewed Kol HaTorah Kula in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu did it by Mishnah Torah. Since he did not review Kol HaTorah Kula in the way Moshe did it, so Kochach's Kavana was not merely for the sake of Chazorah, but rather to point out some Chidush Halacha. Continues the Gemara Dorsh Rav Acha Barab Chanina. Rav Acha Barab Chanina Darshan. Ma'ed Echsev. What is pshat in the Pasuk that is mentioned before? Before this it is mentioned, El Hehorim Lo Yochal. The Pasuk talks about a person, El Hehorim Lo Yochal. A person basically was not involved in eating Mizivche Mesim, eating out of the sacrifices to Avodah Zarah. The Einov Lo Yinosa El Gilule Beis Yisrael. And did not lift his eyes to the idols. That's Eches Reyeu Lo Yitimei. And he was not involved in adultery. And the Pasuk says further, V'el isho nido lo yikrav. So the Chayre Rashi points out that we cannot say that all of these milas mentioned in the Pasuk, El Ahorim lo yochal, Ve'enov lo nosa, etc. We cannot say that the pshat in these psukim are kipshutoi, because the sefer of this Pasuk says, Tzadik hu, a man who adheres to these halachas is a tzadik, choyoy yichyeh, and he will continue to live. The Pasuk points out that a person who is not choyte with this averis is considered to be a tzadik gomer. So the question is, just because he refrains from these averis does not yet make him a tzadik gomer. After all, he may refrain from these averis and yet be over another averis. And if he is over another averis, it would not help him, the fact that he refrains from these. He would still not be a tzadik gomer just because he adheres to these averis. And therefore the Gemara feels that the pshat in this Pasuk is not kipshutoi, but rather, we must darshan them in a certain way. And therefore, says Rav Acha Reb Chanina Maidachsev, where is the pshat in the Pasuk? The Pasuk mentions the mile of a tzaddik, El Hehorim Lo Yochal. What does it mean? It means, Shloi Ochal B'Schus Avoisov. It means, according to Rashi, that this person was a tzaddik, that he never had to come on to Schus Avois. Since he was a chosid in his own right, he was able to stand, so to speak, on his own Schusin, and did not have to benefit from the Schus of his ancestors. When the Pasuk says, "The Einov Loy Nosa El Gilule Beis Yisrael," What is it referring to? It is not simply referring to a person who is not Oved Avodah Zarah, but rather it is referring to something even higher. Shoyaholach Bekoyim Ezekufa. He is a person who did not walk with an upright posture, meaning that this person held himself humble and in modesty and was not a Balgaive. Points out the Mashah, because after all, Chazal mentioned in Masech Tesoite that actually Kolam is Goye Kilo Oved Avodah Zarah, that one who is a Balgaive is similar to being Oved Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara also says that a person who goes Bekoyim Ezekufa is Doichik Ragla Shchinet, is pushing away the feet of the Shchinet. And therefore, the Dimyon, the Posik, the Ein of Loinoso El Gilule Beis Yisrael, the Posik that makes a point that he's refraining from Avodah Zarah, is very well characterized to say and to mean that this person is a humble person and an honor, because Gaiva actually, as mentioned, is equivalent to being Oved Avodah Zarah. And when the Posik says further, that Eishes Reyehu Loitimei, that he did not commit adultery, what does it mean? It means Shlo Yorat Leumnes Chaveroi. It means that he never infringed on somebody else's parnosa and on somebody else's livelihood. If someone else would begin a certain business, he would make sure not to engage in a similar type of business in order not to be mazik his chaver. Vel isha nida lo kire. And what the posik says, that he was not over on the avera of nida, what does it mean? It means shlo nehena mekupe shel tzedakah. According to Rashi, what it means is that he was an erlich person who never resorted to actually have to take charity from the charity box. As Rashi says, it is a gnai, a pasnish for an odom hogun, for a person who is a meticulous person and a ish tzaddik, to actually be nehene from kupa shel tzedakah. Uksiv, and the posik says, to this, that a person actually who is a bal madrege concerning these inyonim, then we can be certain that tzaddik hu choyoy yichye, that this person most probably is an ish tzaddik who will continue to live. Says the Gemara, kishehoram Gamliel magia la mikra hazeh choyoy boiche. When Rabbi Gamliel came to this posik, he began to cry. To which posik? Says the Rishash, the Gemara really is referring to a posik there, which is posik Yutes. The posik Yutes there in Yecheskel says the following: Eskol hukoisai shomar veyase oisam choyo yichye. It is matter from the posik that the only person who is a tzaddik is when eskol hukoisai shomar. That is only if he is keeping all the mitzvahs and all the chukim. When Rav Gamliel read this posik that says, as kol hukoisai shomar, that a person actually has to be shomer all of the mitzvahs, and only then can he be a tzaddik. So Amel, he would cry and he would say, Mand ovid lekulu hudechaye. It seems from the posik that only one who is able to fulfill all of the mitzvahs, only then he lives. But the chodim and I uloi. But if he only is mekayim one of them, it's mashma that he will not live. After all, which person can be so meticulous as to not be nichshol, and to have to be mekayim all the mitzvahs in the Torah at all times? So Amalei Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Kiva, the pshat in the posik is not this way, because Ela Ma'ato, according to you, that you read the posik as kol hukoisai, meaning that kol means mamish, everything. So how do you read this posik? The posik says, in Vayikra Yudches, al titamu bechol ele, do not defile yourselves by being over all of these averis, by being boil all of these arayas. So hokenami bekolu in bechodem and ayloi, will you hear also darshan, that he only gets punished if he's over all of the arayas. But if he's only over one of the arayas, he doesn't get a punishment because it says kol. So elamai, how do you learn pshat in the posik al titamu b'cholele? Be achas mikolele. Even though it says kol, it doesn't mean necessarily all of them. It means one of all. That even if he's boiled one of these arayas, he's already gets an oinish. So okay, now mito here too in the posik es kol chukoisai be achas mikolele. That even if a person is nizer, even in only one of these things, he still will be zoiche to chaye oilam haba. Although the posik says kol does not necessarily mean everything, but it means achat mikol. And therefore argues Rabbi Kiva, here too the posik as kol chukoisai does not mean that only if a person is choymer all the chukim, but even if he is choymer only one of the chukim, v'yasa oisam choyo yichye, he will be zoiche te chaye oilam haba. Now before we go further, let us discuss some of the inyanim mentioned in the Gemara before. For example, the Gemara mentioned before that when the posik says el hehorim lo yochal, it means shloy ochal b'schus avoisav, that he had his own schusim, and it was not necessary for him to fall on the schusim of his avois. How do we see this in the posik el hehorim lo yochal? So the sefer Margolos Hayam brings down a gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Aleph, where the gemara darshens on the posik medaleg al hehorim to refer b'schus avoi. In other words, there too we find the gemara darshening the word horim to mean avoi. And the reason is because the word Horim actually comes from the word of Horim, which means parents. Similarly, we also find the Medrash in Parshas Vayetze. Vayetze Yaakov Mibeir Shova, the Medrash there says, and refers the Posik that Yaakov Avinu was being mispalal, and he says, Eso Einai El Hehorim, Al Tikre Hehorim El HaHorim, that Yaakov Avinu was mispalal in the schus of his Ovois. So there too we find Horim referring to Horim, referring to parents. We also learn in the Gemara says, that when the Posik says, Ve'es Eishes Reyeu Leitimei, that he was not Mitame, his neighbor's wife, that he was not involved in Znus, that this actually refers Shlo Yorad L'Umnos Chaveri, that he did not infringe on his neighbor's livelihood. What Shaiches has Umnos Chaveri to the Posik Ves Eishes Reyeu Leitimei? So Bemis the Mershaw points out, and as well as one can see more clearly in the Sefer Margolis Hayam, that we find the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, where the Gemara teaches us, Lelamdoi Umnis Minolon, from where do we see that there is a chiyuv upon a father to teach and instruct his son an umnis, to teach his son a trade? So the Gemara, because we have a posik, Re'ei Chayim Im Isha Asher Ohavta. We see from this posik that Chazal have related Isha to mean umnis. And from the posik, Re'ei Chayim Im Isha Asher Ohavta, we see that Chazal are not that there is a chiyuv upon a father to teach his son an umnis, a trade. Agaponim, once that we see that Chazal have associated umnis with the lashon of Isha, so Amela, here too it is understandable that when the Posik says Ves Eishes Reyeu Leitimei, it is referring to umnis chaveroi. The Yemes on the portion point out that the correlation between these two inyonim, Ves Eishes Reyeu Leitimei, meaning Shlo Yorad L'umnis chaveroi, that the correlation is as follows. The Yismach Moshe explains the Posik in Vayikra Hei, Posik Chof Aleph. The Posik there says and reads, Nefesh Kisechto Mo'al Mo'al Bashem, and Nefesh who will sin against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Posik later on says, V'kichesh Ba'amisoi, that he denied his neighbor's money, his friend's money. Says Yismach Moshe, that the Posik here is trying to imply the importance of understanding that the whole Torah basically is one Torah. And even though the Torah basically consists of two parts, we have Averis Shebein Adam L'Mokoyim, and we have Averis Shebein Adam L'Chaveroi. Nevertheless, both parts of the Torah are one, and no one is able to actually say that I'm only going to be Mekayim, the Chelik of Adam L'Mokoyim, and not worry about Adam L'Chaveroi. Or even vice versa. There are many people who are ready, so to speak, to be mentioned. They are ready, so to speak, to be Mekabel upon themselves, to carefully observe Averis Shebein Adam L'Chaveroi, and yet they are not ready to accept to be Mekayim Mitzvahs Shebein Adam L'Mokoyim. The Yismach Moshe says that one who decides to separate the two will not be successful in either of them. And the kiyum of Mitzvah Shebein Adam L'Chaveroi is dependent upon being Mekayim Mitzvah Shebein Adam L'Mokoyim. A person who is negligent and he is careless about Mitzvah Shebein Adam L'Mokoyim will ultimately and finally also be Nichshol and will not be Mekayim Averis Shebein Adam L'Chaveroi. And therefore the Pasuk reads as follows, that Nefesh Kisechto Mo'ala Mo'al Bashem, a person who is careless and he is negligent concerning Mitzvahs Shebein Adam L'Mokoyim, he was over against Averis Shebein Adam L'Mokoyim. So Amela says the Pasuk, V'kichesh Ba'amisoi, the type will be that he will also be over on Averis Shebein Adam L'Chaveroi. One is dependent on the other. And if a person thinks that he will only be Mekayim, the Averis Shebein Adam L'Chaveroi, and he will not be careful concerning the Averis Ben Adam L'Mokoyim, the sight will be that neither will be Miskayim B'Yodoy. And if he is over on Averis Ben Adam L'Mokoyim, he will finally be over as well on Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. And by the same token, the converse is also true. That a person who thinks he'll be observant concerning Averis Ben Adam L'Mokoyim, however, he will not keep Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, the sight will be that just as he is Nichshol in Averis Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, will ultimately also be nichshol in Averis Shebein Adam L'Mokoyim. And it is therefore, this is what the Gemara is now saying. Ves Eishes Reyeu Leitimei, Shlo Yorad L'Umnos Chaveroi. Chazal are teaching us, when can you be confident? When can you be confident, Ves Eishes Reyeu Leitimei, that one will not be nichshol in Znus? That is only if Shlo Yorad L'Umnos Chaveroi, that he is a type of person that also observes Averi Shebenonim L'Chaveroi. However, if he is a type of person who does not care about Averi Shebenonim L'Chaveroi, he does not mind infringing on the momentous of others, then he is also suspect of being over on the Averi of Znus, which is Ben Odom L'Mokoyim. And therefore Chazal wanted to put both mitzvahs, both categories, in the same perspective. That in order to be stable concerning Ben Odom L'Mokoyim, in order to be certain that this Eishes Reyeyu L'Timei, what kind of a person is this? It must also be a person Shlo Yorad L'Umnos Chaveroi. However, if he is a type of person that will be Yorad L'Umnos Chaveroi, then he cannot be trusted concerning Eishes Reyeyu either. In other words, when can we be confident and say Ves Eishes Reyeyu L'Timei that this is the kind of person who will not engage in Zdus? Only if he is the type of person who is also careful not to infringe on his neighbor's livelihood. We see clearly from here that all the mitzvahs of the Torah go together. A person must be nizer in all the mitzvahs bishleimis, both in Averis Sheben Odom L'Mokoyim, as well as Averis Sheben Odom L'Chaveroi. Now we also learn in the Gemara says concerning the posik, Vel Isho Nido Loi Kirev, meaning Shleinehene Mikupe Shel Tzedakah. What does it mean, Shleinehene Mikupe Shel Tzedakah? So Be'emes, the Yadrama and the Meiri, they learn that Chazal are telling us that it is also for a person who has enough money on his own to be Nehene from the Tzedakah box. In other words, according to the Rama and the Meiri, the posik that says the Isho Nido Loikire to mean Shleinehene Mikupe Shel Tzedakah, this is referring to a person who is Nehene from the Tzedakah Pushke unnecessarily, even though he doesn't need the money. Only then, according to the Rama and the Meiri, is it an avla for a person to be Nehene from Tzedakah money. On the other hand, from Rashi, it seems that Rashi is Choylik, that Rashi learns that even if he is the type of person who actually needs Tzedakah money, even if he is the type of person, he's an Oni, who actually does not have his own resources, nevertheless, an Odom Choshev should not resort to being Nehene from Kupesh or Tzedakah, but rather an Odom Choshev or a Chosid should trust and put his faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be memala his chesaron. The Meiri brings down another pshat, a third pshat, that this memre, Shleinehene Mikupe Shel Tzedakah, is referring to a gabai of Tzedakah. That it is also for a gabai Tzedakah to have any personal hanoah from the monies of Tzedakah, even b'derech halvoah, even only to borrow the money temporarily. It is also for a gabai Tzedakah to avail himself and to take even a little bit of money from the Tzedakah box for his own personal needs, even though his kavonas are pure that he will return the money later. A gabai Tzedakah should be completely faithful and not touch personally any of the monies of Tzedakah. So points out the Meiri. However, we still have to understand, what is the correlation with the posig Vel Isho Nido Loikire? What is the shaykhis to staying away from a nido to darshin shloinehene mikupa shel Tzedakah? So Be'emes, the Marsha explains the Dimian, the comparison. The Dimian that Chazal are comparing Tzedakah to Ishtoi Nida is in the following manner. That just like a man's wife, although she is mutter to him at one certain point in time, however, at another certain point in time when she becomes a Nida, he must be Merachik himself. Says the Marsha, so just like by a man's wife, even though he already had Isha's Heter, that she was mutter to him, nevertheless, when the time of Nida comes, he must be merachik himself from her. He must distance himself from her due to the Dam Nida. Similarly, concerning Momen Tzedakah, even though a man's money basically had a Shas Heter, that the Bailim were permitted to have Hanoah from his money, but nevertheless, once it comes about that there are Aniyim in front of him who need the money more than he does, so now the same money that originally was Mutter to him, now so to speak becomes Osa to him, because he must dedicate his money to Aniyim and to Tzedakah. So points out the Mashah, Ayin in the Yad Rama, who explains slightly different. Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, we'll learn the Mishnah of Avera. Chinizchayev Shtei Misois Nidin Machamura. That was the view of the Tanakhama. That if a person is over an Avera, for which he becomes liable for two separate Mises, he is judged with the more severe one. For example, if he is Boil Chamoisoi, who is also an Eishes Ish, he gets the Misa of Sreifa, which is the Misa Chamura, and not the Misa of Chenek, which is the Misa Kala. Tanya will learn a Braise. Keter Om Rabbi Yossi, Nidoin Bezikir Rishoina, Habo Olov. The Mishnah we find, Rabbi Yossi disagreeing with the Tanakhama, And Rabbi Yossi says that he is judged for the first Avera that was Chal upon him. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that we say, Ein Iser Chal al Iser. And now here the Brice explains. Ketadom Rabbi Yossi Nidoin Bezikir Rishoyin Haba Olav. How? How does Rabbi Yossi mean that the person is being judged by the first Avera that was Chal upon him? Chamoisoi Venatis Eishas Ish. If first she was his mother-in-law, and she became an Eishas Ish second, so the first Iser that was Chal upon him, for which it was necessary for him to be poirish from her, was the Iser Chamoisoi. And therefore the Iser of Eishas Ish, which comes afterwards, cannot be Chal on the Iser of Chamoisoi. So Melo Nidoin B'Chamoisoi. He is judged for the first Avera, for the Avera of Chamoisoi, for which he receives the Misa of Sreifa. As Rashi explained, for example, a man marries the daughter of an Almona. So now this Almona becomes also to him on account of Chamoisoi. Afterwards, this Almona gets married. So now his mother-in-law not only has the Iser of Chamoisoi to him, but also the Iser of Eishas Ish. So now Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that since the Iser Chamoisoi came first, and she became an Eishas Ish second, so therefore we say, Ein Iser Chalal Iser, and he becomes judged by the first Iser, which is the Iser of Chamoisoi. However, says the Braise, Eishas Ish Venasis Chamoisoi, but if she was an Eishas Ish first, and she became his mother-in-law second, for example, let us say that she was an Eishas Ish. Afterwards, he marries her daughter. So now, at the time that he married her daughter, she already was also to him on account of being an Eishas Ish. So now when he marries her daughter, the Iser of Chamoisoi, which is second, is not able to be Chal on the first Iser of the Iser of Eishas Ish. And therefore, he is only punishable by the first Aveira of Eishas Ish, which is only the Misa of Chenik. Says the Gemara, on the later Vada Barahava Rovet. Said Ravada Barahava Terovet. We have learned here in the Braise that Chamoisoi Venasis Eishas Ish, that if she was Chamoisoi first, and later on she became an Eishas Ish, so we say Ein Iser Chal al Iser, and Nidoi Machamoisoi. And he is judged by the first Iser, and he's liable for the Iser of Chamoisoi. The Iser of Eishas Ish is not Chal on the Iser of Chamoisoi. Ravada Barahava asks, L'chayre, Lidoi Nami A Iser Eishas Ish. L'chayre, I could make a case that the man should be judged for the Iser of Eishas Ish as well. L'chayre should be held accountable for both Isurim. Why? After all, Ein Iser Chal al Iser, but no. The Om Rabbi Avoh. After all, Rabbi Avoh has said that Moide Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is Moide the Iser Moisef. In the case of an Iser Moisef, with the second Iser, is adding a new dimension to the whole concept of Iser, that we say Iser Chal al Iser. When does Rabbi Yossi say Ein Iser Chal al Iser? With the second Iser is not adding any new dimension more than the first Iser. It is merely a second Iser over the first. So to this we say that the second Iser is not able to be Chal on the previous Iser. However, with the second Iser is not merely just a second Iser, but rather it is an Iser Moisef. It is adding a new dimension to which the first Iser did not have. In that case, we say Iser Chal al Iser. And therefore, for example, in this case, in the case of Chamoisoi, at the time that she was his mother-in-law, it meant that she was only also to him. However, she was still mutter to the whole world. The Iser of Chamoisoi only applied to the son-in-law. However, to the rest of the world, since she was a single woman, she was mutter. However, now that she remarried and she became an Eishas Ish, the Iser of Eishas Ish adds a new Shem Iser, that now, by virtue of becoming an Eishas Ish, she becomes now also to the whole world. And therefore, this second Iser of Eishas Ish adds on a whole new dimension of Iser. And Bikai Gavne, Rabbi Yossi is Moide that we say Iser Chal al Iser, because we say this Svar of Migu, that Migu, the Iser of Eishas Ish, is able to be Chal upon her, to after her Lagabe the whole world, to which she was Mutter up until now, the Migu, she becomes Osir by the shame of Eishas Ish Lagabe the rest of the world. So Lamele, we say also that the Iser Eishas Ish is Chal even upon him, the son-in-law, although she was already Osir to him prior on account of Chamoisoi. That Migu, the Iser Eishas Ish, asks her to the rest of the world, it also asks her again to him. In any case, if so, why is it? Why is it that the Brisa says Chamoisoi Venatis Eishas Ish Nidoin B'Chamoisoi? After all, he should also be held accountable on account of the Iser of Eishas Ish. And we turn to the base. So Malay to this answered Rove, Ade Beri, my son Ade, betray Kitoli Kotlislay. Do you want to give him two Mises? It is impossible to give him two Mises. In other words, I agree with you that Be'em Etake he is Chayv Misa twice. Once for Chamoisoi, and second for the Iser of Eishas Ish. If so, why does the Braisa only say Nidin B'Chamoisoi? The Teretz is Poshet. because you can't kill a man twice. And therefore, since you can only kill him once, therefore we give him the Misa of Sreifa, which is the Misa Chamura, for the Avera of Chamoisoi. However, Enochanami says Rashi, in the case of Bishoigig, where he was over both Averas Bishoigig, Rabbi Yossi Benman says Moide that we say Isachal Alisa, and he would have to bring two Chatois for the Avera of Chamoisoi, and also for the Avera of Esusish. It has only been Ezid, where you can only kill him once. Therefore, we only hold him accountable for the Avera of Chamoisoi, which is the Misa Chamura, the Misa of Sreifa. Beemnes Rabbi Kiveger, in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger on Mishnayos, points out that this halacha, that Rabbi Yossi is moited that Iser Chalal Iser by Nisr Moitiv, is beemnes relevant not only to a case of Shoigig, but it could be actually relevant even to a case of Mezid as well. Namely, in the case where the Edom warned him against sinning with her because of Eishes Ish, but they failed to warn him in regard to the Avera of Chamoisoi. Since without warning he cannot be punished for Chamoisoi, he would still be punished for adultery for which he was warned. And therefore there is a great napkin in it, that we say that the Iser Eishes Ish is Chalam the Iser of Chamoisoi, even in the case of Mezid. And although we have mentioned that one cannot be Chayiv Misa twice, that actually we cannot give a person two Misas, nevertheless, the Nafkimin is, where they didn't give him a Asrua for Chamoisoi, but they only gave him a Asrua for Eishes Ish. Since we say that Rabbi Yossi is Moide, that Iser Chalal Iser, he would be Chayiv Misa for the Avera of Eishes Ish, for which he was warned. Ayin in the Tosfos Rabbi Kiveger on Mishnayos. And now we begin the next Mishnah. Mi Shiloko Vishono, someone who was given Malkus twice. A man was given Malkus for having committed an Avera, and then he repeated the Avera, and was given Malkus a second time, after which he was over the Avera a third time. Says the Mishnah, Bezdin Machnisin Oisoi Lekipa, the man is placed by Bezdin in a cell. If he commits the Avera as mentioned a third time, he is now considered an incorrigible sinner, and accordingly, though Bezdin cannot execute him outright, nevertheless Bezdin imprisons him and brings about his death, as we will see in the Gemara. And as we will also see in the Gemara, that actually he is placed in a cell, in a cramped cell, in a small cell which is not very high, only according to the shear of his height, which allows him no room to stretch or lie down. Says the Mishnah, Umachilin oisei seyoirin achikresoi mizbakas. He is fed in the cell barley until his stomach bursts. As we will see also from the next Mishnah, that he actually first placed him on small rations of bread and water, thereby causing his stomach to shrink. Afterwards, they feed him barley, which in turn causes it rapidly to expand, and thereby causing his stomach to burst. The reason for all this, we will see in the Gemara. The Gemara immediately asks the obvious question, Mishum deloka vishona beizdin koin tenoi telekipa? Why is he chayv to die? Just because a man was over an avera shesh by Malkus twice, just because he was given Malkus twice, and now he was over a third time, why? Why do we cause him to die? Om Rav Yirmiyam Rav Shirin Melokish. We are talking about a case where the man was not over a lav sheish by Malkus per se, but rather he was over an avera to which he should be chayv koris. However, he was given hasra for Malkus. So each time he was over an avera sheish by koris, for which he was warned le Malkus, and he was given Malkus. So be'emes the gavra bar ketolahu. Be'emes this person is chayv misa b'dei shemai, mis chayv koris. He was over an avera krisis. Except the fact of the matter is that his time to die apparently did not yet come. After all, we see that he is alive and well, and he is capable of sinning again. So the kivin the komavatel onavshe. So since this person is mafkir his own nefesh by being choite repeatedly, by being over the avera again, so now he knows that he is incurring upon himself the avera and the punishment of krisis many times over. If he does not care about his own life, for the fact that he is mafker himself for averes, so now we bezm the kavinele lektole ilave. So now we bring the misa upon him, and therefore we place him inadvertently in a cell, for which he will die by himself. In other words, what the Gemara basically saying, having deliberately committing an act which is punishable by koris, he is actually bemis fit to die. However, only his time has not yet arrived. But now that we see that he persists in his behavior, he foregoes the extension that Shemaim has granted him, and Bezin therefore brings about his death. the inyan of doing so, we will see later in the Gemara that there's a remnant to this from a pasuk in Tilon. Contains the Gemara, Omelet Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Tachlifa, Toaz Beloch. Come and I'll explain to you. The Malkiyos Shokaris Achat. The Mishnah here is talking about a case where he was over, and he received Malkis for the same Avera repeatedly. In other words, he repeated the same Avera for which he would be Chayiv Karis. He got Malkis for it. But if he does it a third time, we say, However, if he received Malkis for two separate Averas, each involving Karis, but it was not the same Avera, but rather all different kinds of Averas, each involving Karis, so now, Isurei Hudakatoim, he merely has desire to taste each Avera, V'lenevatekulahai, and there is no proof that in fact he was Mafkir Nefesh, but rather merely it is a Taiva that he wants to fulfill and satisfy. And therefore there is no proof from this that he is in fact an incorrigible sinner, and certainly there is still his hope that he might do tshuva finally, and therefore we would not be koinesim l'kippah, and we would not cause and bring about his death. The din of the Mishnah, that machnisa noisa l'kippah, is dafke if he repeated the same avera many times. However, if it was different averas, each involving Karis, we merely say Isurehu Dekotoim, he merely desired to experience different Averis and different Taivis, for which we would not cause his death, but rather merely give him the Malkis each time he was over. And the Emes the Yad Ramah explains that if a person is over the same Avera over and over again, repeatedly, he is showing by this that he's actually Kofer in the principles of Torah, that he's a Kofer be'ikra shel Torah and he's Mezalzel in Torah, and therefore it is Mutter for Bezin to be Mekar of his Misa. However, if he is over on various different kinds of Isurin, then he is merely considered to be a Rosh HaTeyovim, for which Bezin would not be permitted to be Mekar of his Misa. Ein in the Yad Ramah. The Emes concerning this whole halacha of Machnisin Oysoi L'Kippah, that a person who is over many times the same Avera of Krisis, and he repeats it the third time, that Bezin inadvertently causes his death by placing him in a cell, there's a big shah in the Rishonim, whether in fact this is a din, a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, of which Chazal have found remes in the posik, or maybe this is be'ikir et konas chachomim. B'emes, this is a big shaila, as one can see in the Chiddush Haran, who has a whole arichas concerning this inyan of hachnota l'kippah. Whether this is again a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, it is a din de'raisa, or it is merely et konas chachomim midrabonon. B'emes, shittes Rashi over here, on that piyal of Amadbeis, later on in the Yomud, that this halacha of machnis noisa l'kippah is a din deraisa. This is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. The Ran L'Choyer brings down a Gemara, where we find the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that we find Bezin makin v'oinshin shleiman ha-toyre l'tzorech shor. We find that Bezin is permitted to give malchus and to give punishment, and even to administer misa, even not required min ha-toyre, nevertheless l'tzorech shor, Bezin is permitted to do so. So L'Choyer we see that Bezin does have a koyach to administer misa, even though it is not warranted min ha-toyre. However, says the Ran, that is only on a very temporary basis, but not as it konat midis. This din that Bezin's makin v'onshin shloimen ha-toyre is only l'fi tzorech shor, l'fi ra'os ha-bezin. However, to make it konat kivua, and mikol shekein, to be mechadish et konat oilemis, a permanent konat of misa, for one who actually really is not mechuyev, Bezin would not have a koyach to do so. And since we find here a clear halacha, that mi shaloka vishona, that din is, that Bezin machnisa noise l'kippah, that Bezin were mechadish et din misa, as it's kona oilemis, certainly this proves that this is a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. So again is the view of Rashi as mentioned before, as well as the view of the Ram. And so also is the view of the Kirya Sefer. However, Ayn in the Yad Ramah, who brings down that this halacha of hachnosa l'kippah is only medivar seferim. It is only a din midrabonon. Also, so is the opinion of the Rivosh in the Chuvis, Simen Resh Nun Aleph, that this din of Machnisa Noisa L'Kippah is only a din drabonon. The Sefer in Ayin L'Mishnah points out that from the Lashon of the Mishnah that says, Mi Shiloko Vishono, Beis Din, Machnisa Noisa L'Kippah, is mashman from the Lashon of Mishnah that the same Beis Din who administered Malkis, they, that same Beis Din are the ones who are Machnisim L'Kippah. And certainly this is a great Chiddush. Why? Because after all, for the din of Malkis, we have learned the Mishnah on the Beis Omer Aleph, for the din of Malkis, we only need a bezin of 3. However, concerning din of Nefoshes, we normally need a bezin of 23. And yet, from this Mishnah's mashmah, that the same bezin who gave him Malkis, they, the same bezin of three, they are the ones who are machnasim l'kippa, and for the din of achnasa l'kippa, we do not need a bezin of chav gimel. Even though achnasa l'kippa is a gather of misa, nevertheless, since it is not a chi of misa yudei bezin, but rather he dies memela inadvertently, memela this does not have the regular din of din nefashis for chav gimel, but rather for achnasa l'kippa is enough a bezin of gimel. So says the Einayim L'Mishpat Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues, we learn the Mishnah, Mishalok Avishana. A person who received Malkus twice for the same Aveira, Bezen Machnis Noisa L'Kippa. Says the Gemara, Shana Ava Gavdol Shilesh. It is marked from the Mishnah that he only repeated and he did the same Aveira twice. Then he received Malkus twice, even though he did not receive Malkus three times. Nevertheless, after the second Malkus, he already is placed into a cell. Says the Gemara, Lemim Tisim like Reb Shim Gamliel. But we say that this mission does not follow the view of Reb Shim Gamliel, because he is Reb Shim Gamliel. Because if we would follow the opinion of Reb Shim Gamliel, Ho Omar, after all, he is of the opinion of Mesechus Yevamos, that Atla Zimne Lahad Chazoke, that unless we have something repeated three times, we have no Chazoke. There's a machloikis between Reb Shim Gamliel and Rebbe concerning the din of Akatlanis. There's a halacha that if a woman has three husbands who have died, so there's a presumption of Chazoke that it is her destiny to cause her husband's death, and therefore she may no longer remarry. That is the opinion of Shim Gamliel. However, according to Rebbe, even after two times, Rebbe holds that this presumption may be made even if she has been widowed only twice, that a woman who had two husbands who have died under her, so we presume already that she is dangerous to any future husband. In any case, we see that according to Rebbe, twice establishes a Chazoke, and according to Shem Gamliel, only three times establishes a chazaka, and yet the Mishnah says, Mishaloke Bishona, that even only he received Malkus twice, we already paskin that Bezin Machnis Noi Telekippah. So apparently we do not follow the view of Shem Gamliel. Amar Avinah says, Avinah, no. Afilo Taim Rav Shem Gamliel. The Yemes, we could say the Mishnah follows even the view of Shem Gamliel. Ah, he only had Malkus twice. The Teretz is Ksovar. Rav Shem Gamliel is of the opinion that Averois Machzikois. The Averis themselves establish a Chazoke. We do not have to have three times Malkus. But rather, as long as he was over the Averis three times, by being over the Averis themselves, he becomes established as a confirmed sinner. And therefore, although he only received Malkus twice, but since he was over three times, because after that he was over a third time, once he was over a third time, even though he did not receive Malkus for that third time, Bez already paskins for that third time that Machnis Noisoi Likipot. So the one they will ask a kasha against this view from a brisa, against this view of Ravina. We have learned the brisa over Avera Sheshba Malkus. If a man was over an Avera that involves Malkus, Pam Rishoyna Ushniya Malkin Oisoi, the first two times he receives Malkus, each time. Ushlishis, if he's over the third time, says the Tanakamah Koinsin Oiso Lekippah. The Tanakamah of this brisa is like the Tanakamah of our Mishnah. The third time we already place him in a cell for him to die. Rabbi Shol says no, that Av Bashlishis Malkin Oisoi, that even on the third time we first give him Malkus, it is only Barthias. It is only on the fourth transgression. It is only when he's over the fourth time that Koinsin Oiso Lekippah. It seems very clear from here that Abishol's opinion is according to the opinion of Rav Shem Gamliel. And therefore the Tanakam who disagrees with Abishol, Al-Korach is not like Rav Shem Gamliel. And therefore, how can Ravina say that our Mishnah goes in accordance with Rav Shem Gamliel? Our Mishnah is like the Tanakam of Abishol, which is not like Rav Shem Gamliel. And the Gemara says, my love, don't you think the Kuli Alma Malkiyos Machzikos? Don't you think that both Tanoim, everybody is of the opinion that we need Malkus to establish a Chazoke? We need Malkus in order to establish him as a confirmed sinner. However, the source of Machloikis between the Tanakam and Abishol is, the Machloikis is, as to how many times do we need to establish a Chazoke? According to Tanakam, who holds the view of Rebbe, that twice establishes a Chazoke, so twice Malkus already establishes a Chazoke, and the third time already, therefore, according to the Chalakipa. However, Abishol holds a Shem Gamliel that three times only establishes the Chazoke, and therefore we need three Malkiyos. But the bottom line is, both Tanoim hold that Malkiyos Malkiyos. Says the Gemara Loi, the Kuli Yalm Islahud Shem Gamliel. It is possible to say that this Brisa, who has a Machlokes between Tanakam and Abishol, is not totally the Machlokes of Rebbe and Shem Gamliel. But rather, both views can go according to Shem Gamliel. Everyone, basically in principle, holds like Reb Shem Gamliel, that we need three to establish a Chazoke. The question is, three what? Three Averis or three Malkus? And the Machlokes is, what do we need in order to establish a Chazoke? The Marasovar, the Tanakam is of the opinion that Averis is Machzikos. the Averas themselves establish a Chazaka. By being over the Avera themselves three times, he becomes established as a confirmed sinner. And therefore, when he's over the third time, coincidental to Kippah, even though he only had Malkus twice. However, Umar Sovar, Abishon is of the opinion, Malkiyah is Machzikoy, that in order to become established as a confirmed sinner, he must have three times Malkus. And therefore, it's only the fourth time, coincidental to Kippah. Because only the fourth time, after he already had three times Malkus before, the fourth time when he is over the Avera, coincidental to Kippah. The Gemara continues to ask the Kasha, how do we explain the following brisa? Well, hold the Tanya. And what about the following brisa that we have learned? He threw boy Vishosak. If he, the Oiv Ravera, was warned of his liability for Malkus Vishosak, however, he kept silence. He threw boy Vihirkin Roishoy. Or he was warned and he nodded his head. So, Pam Rishoyna Ushnia Matrim boy. The first and second time, he is to be warned. However, Shlishis. But on the third time, Koinsinoy Selekipa. He is placed in a cell. As Rashi explained, when Hasroah is given, the halakha is that the offender must explicitly accept it. There is halakha that we need sheyatir atzmoi lemisa, or sheyatir atzmoi lemalkus, that the offender must explicitly accept the Hasroah. Only then can Malkus be given. Otherwise, he cannot be punished. But nevertheless, soif he was warned, and he showed by his silence, or by his nodding his head, that he did accept the warning. Therefore, there is a chazakia that he is a confirmed sinner, and therefore the law of the Mishnah applies, that later on, that on the third time, if he repeats the Avera, koinsin oisoi l'kippah, because they already established a chazakia of rishis with the three Averas of Hasroah l'malkis. On the other hand, Abishol says, Abishlish is master noisoi. Even by the third time, we also warn him. However, Berezi is koinsin oisoi l'kippah. It is only the fourth time, if he is over, that we place him into a cell. V'hosa malkus leket. In this case, there is no Malkus, as mentioned before, since he did not accept the warning explicitly. After all, either he was Shoisik, or he shook his head. And therefore, we do not have a situation of Malkus. So, Korkok, both Tanoim agree that Averis Machzikois, that it is only the Averis that establish the Chazokah. Because there is no Malkus involved here to say that there's a Machlokes whether Averis Machzikois or Malkus Machzikois. And therefore, since both Tanoim both hold that Averis Machzikois, why does Abishol require a fourth transgression for Koinsinoi Selekippah? Even by the third time, we already have three Averis. Why does Abishol say that we need a fourth transgression? So, Bamai, come even again, what is the source of Machlokes? And as Rashi says, this kasha is not related to Ravina, but this kasha is the Kuli element. What's the reason that we should need a fourth transgression with the Abishol? Ravina says, Ravina, the Kippah Trichas Roa, come even again. The Machlokes is whether the punishment of Machnisinoi Selekippah, whether that too needs a Hasroa or not. Avada, everybody holds like a Shimon Gamliel, that we need three Averis in order to establish a Chazokah of riches. However, the Machlokes is concerning the punishment of Kippah, whether we have to give a Hasroah before we can place him into a cell. Tanagama holds that Kippah does not need a Hasroah. Since he was already established by a Chazokah of three Hasroahs for Malkus, he was over the Avera three times. So Mamela now coincides with Kippah without any Hasroah. Once he's over the Avera three times after three Hasroahs, he deserves already the punishment of Kippah, even though he was not specifically warned for Kippah. However, Abi shows of the opinion that Enochanami, the three Hasrois of Malkus, was Machzikim Eroshe. However, now that he's already established Eroshe, we need a fourth Hasroah before we can administer the Einish of Kippah, because Abi shows of the opinion that Kippah Tzricha Hasroah. And the Gemara contains my Kippah, and what was the form of this Kippah of this cell? Rebuta Meloi Kermosoi. It was a small room that exactly fit the height of the defendant. The melee, he was not able either to lie down or to stretch in that room. The Hege Remise, and where do we have any remes from any posuk to this nature of the oinish of Machnisanoi Selekippah? On Lishlokish, we have a posuk in Tilim. The posuk says there in Tilim Amadalit, the Moises Rosha Ra. As Rashi says, one who is Muzike Rosha, his oinish will be Mise. The Moises Rosha Ra. One already has a chazaka to be a Rosha is a bar misa. And therefore one who is already over now there are three times, his oinish is misa. The Yomar Shlokesh says the Shlokesh further. My dechziv, what is the pshat in the following posik? A posik in Kehelet. Ki gam lo yeda ho'odah mesitoi. Man does not know the end of his days. Kadogim shenachozim bimtsoida ro. Similar to fishes that are taken in an evil trap. Says the Shlokesh, my mitsoida ro. What is the definition of an evil trap? Omer Shlokesh chako. It is referring to a small hook which captures fish. Just like a small hook, though it is small, nevertheless it captures even large fish, So Lamela, this small hook is more subtle and dangerous than a net. Presumably, also, it is more painful. The Adramel explains that just like a hook causes pain to the fish even before the fish is out of the water, the mere fact that the hook plants itself into the gums of the fish, similarly, it is like a kippah. The kippah also causes pain even before the person actually dies. Ayin the Yadramah. And now begin the Mishnah. Ha'horig nefesh labi'edim. Someone who murders without witnesses to that effect. Says the Mishnah, machnitzen oisoy l'kippah. We place him in a cell. U'machilin oisoy lechem tzar u'mayim lachat. And he is fed there spare bread and scant water. And the Gemara will soon explain why this kippah is different from the kippah of the previous Mishnah. The Gemara immediately first asks the Pashta Kasha, the obvious question, Menoy Dinan. If there were no edim to the murder, then how do we Bechlal know that he killed? And why Bechlal would we place him in a kippah if there are no edim to that effect? The Gemara basically will give three terutzim, and the bottom line of all the terutzim is that Bezin actually was able to ascertain from edis that this person had indeed murdered someone. However, for technical halachic reasons, the testimony of these edim was insufficient to bring about a death sentence, and therefore the only etzah was to be machnasim l'kippah. Omar Rav, Rav says be'edis mi'chedis. We're talking about a case where we have two kosher edis, and the edis is true. However, they were made in a way that Bezin does not have a right to kill the defendant. How be'edis mi'chedis, where each etzah individually. For example, two edim saw the incident. However, one etzah from one window, the other etzah from another window. And the Gemara says in Malkus Avovam Beis that there is no misa. However, here we learn that there is a din of hachnotah l'kippah. But Shmuel Amar says there's another possibility, Shloi Basra, that the edim did not properly warn the defendant, therefore it's not formally chayv misa. However, there's a din of hachnotah l'kippah. The Chizam Ravimik is on this kachus of bedikas, but it's kachus of bechakiris. We're talking about a case where the edim contradicted themselves in non-essential details and not in essential ones. Chakiris are essential details concerning the Malkim and the Zman. There was a maitzah that Ben Zakkai examined the witnesses as to the stalks of the figs. The witnesses having testified that the murder took place under a fig tree, Ben Zakkai examined them on the nature of the stalks, whether thick or thin, and the halacha is, if they are machis themselves concerning these details, the defendant is spotted from misa. However, here we learn that there is a din of achnos al-kippah. We learn the mishnah machil noisei lechem tzar mayim lachat. Gemara asks, machin al-halka diktona, why did it hear that we learn noisei lechem tzar mayim lachat? Well, machin al-halka mind the previous mishnah diktona, there it says, the same. First we give him lechem tamayim lachas achuk tamayona until his stomach shrivels.